for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, November the 28th, 1986. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is tape 2 of 3 tapes by Jack Harris on 7 levels of submission.
And Samson spoke to that young man and said, "Young man, where is the, I'm kind of tired, where's the pillars to this building?" And the young man led him over to, evidently it had 2 massive pillars right in the middle of it that held up the balcony and held up all of the, everything else. And Samson felt of one of them. He said, "Is this a pillar?" He said, "Yeah, and here's another one." Well, it was evidently about like this, maybe. And I feel like the Samson stood between them and just pushed them out from under it. But before he did that, he prayed. Here he prayed. Now here we are. Back in teetotal defeat, life was all but wasted. Walking rebellion to God all the way through, except for a few choice moments. And here, in complete defeat, with his eyes punched out, he had been doing the menial task of grinding at the mill, which was the job of a slave. And from that position, he found the will to submit to God. Hallelujah. And he said, "Lord, avenge me now of mine 2 eyes, and let me die with the Philistines." In total defeat, he made the submission, and he gave one great heave, and down comes the Colosseum. The balcony fell. Ah, can you imagine the Bible said he killed more in his death than he did in his life. Hallelujah. But he never found but one level of submission, and that was when he was in total defeat. I wouldn't want that to happen to me, would you? Hallelujah. If I had come to that point, it would be good to call on God. You can call on Him from anywhere. The psalmist said, "Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayers. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto Thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I." It sounds to me like the psalmist is saying that if my back has been pushed to the wall or to the edge of the cliff, and one more step would send me hurling off the cliff into eternity, from that position I'll cry unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, if from hence you will call on Him, He'll hear you. Isn't the Lord merciful? Oh, can you imagine Him being so merciful to this? All right, then, I think we've made our point here. Let's move to the second step of submission. Notice that these are progressive steps. The next step is half-hearted submission. That is, submission with reluctance. That is, it tends to argue, unwilling to submit. Well, how about that? Is anybody that way, we'd say? Indeed, we are. Half-hearted submission. We're talking about submission with reluctance. We finally will submit, but we want to argue. It tends to argue. We're unwilling to submit just at face value of God to God's Word and to God's order, you see. For examples, there are many examples. But I think that Jonah is a good example, don't you? He finally submits, but you'd have to say that he did it reluctantly, didn't he? He argued with God, didn't he? Hallelujah. Amen. God told him to go to Nineveh and cry out against that city. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. But Jonah didn't want to do that, did he? Now, I think he had his reasons. I won't expound on his reasons, but he didn't want to do it. So he went down to the dock. Maybe he put it to himself like this. I'm going down to the dock. If there's a ship going the opposite way, I'll take it to mean that I'm supposed to go the opposite way. It's kind of like I had this joke about I bought a red and white Cadillac. And I think it was 78 model. Yeah, it was 78 model. I just happened to pass the place and they just unveiled them. And here it sat out there. And oh, it was a pretty red. Red's my pretty color anyhow. And it was a beautiful red color and it was white. And it was late Saturday evening. And of course, they was already closed. And I told my wife that I made a fleece. If it's still there Monday morning, I'm going to buy it. Of course, I kind of took a little advantage here, a little roundix. Yeah. Because it's already closed for Saturday night, and they didn't even open on Sunday. I mean, there's not too much chance they're going to sell that car before Monday morning. So Monday morning, I went up there and got it. And that's what I said to the Lord. If it's still here Monday morning, I'm going to get it. I did. Well, I don't know. All of my fleeces haven't been that advantageous toward me, but I believe, you know, God can answer any way he wants to, can't he? How many of you know what God can do it any way he wants to? Because he's God. That's right. He can do it like he wants to, isn't it? All right, so we said that, so Jonah goes down there and he finds the ship going just the opposite direction, doesn't he? Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you the story because any of these children can tell this story. But he gets swallowed up by a big fish. Hallelujah. I mean, a custom-made fish come got him. And then the fish goes out and vomits him on the beach. And he hears from the Lord again. And what did the Lord tell him this time? Same thing. God hadn't changed his mind. God, I tell you, though, now he submits. He submits now. Nineveh being a city of 4 days, isn't it? He runs into the city about a day and starts proclaiming his message. He got in a hurry. He submitted to God, but you'd have to admit that it was with reluctance that he submitted. Well, I've been there. I've been both places here. I've been to both levels here. I have been where I could only submit in defeat, and I have been where I submitted reluctantly. Oh, I think I've done this a lot of times. I have submitted reluctantly. I hope that I won't have to be reluctant again. Hallelujah. I hope that I can... why are we reluctant? It doesn't seem to be any question as to whether he had the Word of God or not. I mean, he knows that he has the Word of God. Well, I have been reluctant when I knew I had the Word of God, too. These are levels that we have to come through. These are things that we have to defeat. These are things that we must overcome if we're going to reign with Him in His blessed kingdom. I like another one here in 2 Kings chapter 5. The story is told of Captain Naaman. Now, Naaman was a great man of Syria, and the king thought a lot of him. And he was a man of valor, great warrior. In our modern day of rank, he would be a general, at least a general, probably the most stars that he had, 4 or 5, whatever. But the Bible calls him a captain. And they'd make little raids over into Israel and bring back some captives. And they brought back this little Jewish girl and put her in the home of Naaman. And she became Naaman's wife's maid. And it was obvious that Naaman was a great man of valor, but he was also a leper, and that was obvious. So the little maid said to her mistress one day, you know, I wish that Captain Naaman was in Israel, said this prophet over there that healed him of his leprosy. And somebody heard him, an unnamed one, goes to the king and says, hey, that little maiden girl there said that there's a prophet in Israel that could heal Naaman. Well, now, I don't know how the little girl knew that, do you? You know, it seems to me like that if I had been there and I was one of Naaman's partners or under his command or something, I would have questioned this little girl and I'd said, you know, I'd want to know how many lepers Elijah had healed. I mean, if I'm going all the way over to a man that heals lepers, how many has he already healed? You know what she'd had to say? None. He hadn't healed any. Jesus himself said that there were many lepers in Israel in those days, but Elijah healed only one. He only healed one. She didn't. So then, you see, if you get to getting technical about about these things, you get beat out. Now, you know, the first question you'd want to ask is, how many lepers, does he often heal lepers? Well, no, not often. Well, has he healed a lot of lepers? No, not a lot. Well, exactly how many has he healed? None. You see. Well, anyway, Naaman goes, though, doesn't he? King sends a letter. You remember the story? And he gets there, and things just didn't go like he wanted it to go. I wonder how many things we miss because of our preconceived ideas. Because we have too many preconceived ideas on the method and the mechanics of how it has to come. So this guy, this captain, he comes there and takes it to the king. King sends him on over to Elijah. Elijah sends out his servant and tells him to go dip in Jordan 7 times and you'll be clean. He said, well, if it was just a matter of dipping in a river, I crossed 2 or 3 that's got prettier and clearer water than Jordan. And he was going away. The Bible said that he was, I believe King James uses the word wrath. He was wroth, filled with wrath. He was mad. That's Texas talk. He was mad, insulted, and he was about to miss it. And one of his servants come to him and said, Master, if he'd asked you to do something, you know, with a lot of fanfare, you'd have done it, wouldn't you? Yeah. If he'd ask you to expound and explain military strategy, you'd have done it. If he'd ask you to show him some close order drill, you'd have done it. He just asked something simple. Why don't you do it? And Naaman dared to do it. He submitted. But I'd have to say that he did it reluctantly, wouldn't you? It was submission, but it was on the level of reluctance. But he got the job done. The Bible said he went down in there and he dipped 7 times and came up and his skin was as clean and as clear as a baby's skin. He was completely healed of his leprosy. Leprosy is a type of sin and disorder. Hallelujah. So he finally comes to submission, but he does so reluctantly. Now, if you've walked with God for any amount of time at all, and if you've done anything while you walked, you've been here. I know you have been here. If you've ever prophesied, you know, Paul said all of you can prophesy, didn't he? If you've ever moved in any of the gifts of the Spirit, you did it reluctantly. I guarantee you did. You did. And you still will do it reluctantly. How do we do that? Hallelujah. Well, I don't mean... see, you must do it carefully. Always do it carefully, but not reluctantly. There's a difference in being careful and just being reluctant, isn't it? Hallelujah. You see, we have to move in the gifts with all carefulness. And we are barefoot. We move barefooted, so to speak. I preach a message called the Barefoot Ministry. You walk softly, carefully, but not reluctantly. No, he submitted finally in reluctance. Now, I think again, as we read the story of the apostles fishing in St. Luke chapter 5, about verse, at the first of that chapter, Jesus comes to the disciples and they fished all night. And he tells them to ask them if they caught anything so we'd catch nothing. He said, well, let down your net, your nets. And Peter said, Lord, we toiled all night, but, this is the reluctance, here he is with his reluctance, we toiled all night, but nevertheless, if you say so, and they let down the net. And what happened? Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you, they brought in a load of fish, didn't they? I mean, they made what a fisherman would call a haul. They really brought them in. He knows just where to catch them, doesn't he? You know, he knows just where to get us, too, doesn't he? He's got our address, I'll tell you. Hallelujah. Oh, I wait for the day that I'll know as I'm known. Somebody said, how is that? Well, the Bible said that God knows he's got every hair in our head numbered. Yeah, I know that some have interpreted this to mean that we'll know each other when we get to heaven. Well, if it means that, I'm glad of it. But I don't believe that it means what says that we'll know as we're known. God knows everything there is to know about us. And when we find out everything there is to know about us, we're going to be in a lot better shape to please God and to move in his kingdom. I'm telling you that God's kingdom is imminent. It's coming. Hallelujah. And somebody is going to have to rule and reign with him throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope that it will be us. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord and our God. There is a people coming just over the horizon. Isaiah seen them years ago. He said it like this: the wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with singing. And the glory of Lebanon shall be given to them, and the excellency of Carmel and of Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees, and say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened, and the deaf ears unstopped. The lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness shall waters break forth, and springs in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass, with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there in the way. And it shall be called a way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. Wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Oh, praise the Lord. That is a lofty position, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. Indeed, it really is. Hallelujah. Let's move then into the next level. That was half-hearted submission. Our submission, we said, with a reluctance. Let's move to the next stage where we get submission to a command. All right? Now, there can be submission, mechanical submission, to just a command, and no dedication involved, just a command. This is a militaristic view of submission. Anybody that's ever seen a barracks full of soldiers knows there ain't nobody can gripe more than a barracks full of soldiers can. Ain't nobody can find more fault with the system than that barracks of soldiers can. but the peculiar thing about it is that they will stand at attention, they will salute, they'll fall out, and they'll run the opposite. They'll do anything that they're told to do. They'll gripe about it after they do it. They don't gripe about it while they're doing it. They gripe about it later. But they are trained to submit to a command. Well, I don't know about. All right, let's look at this a little closer. In Matthew chapter 5, in chapter 8, and verse 5 through 10, the story of the centurion is told. You know the centurion that comes to Jesus and says, "If you would, sir, you could come. If you would, sir, you'd heal my." St. Matthew chapter 8. We'll just turn over there if you want to. We'll look at it just briefly here. We make some pointers. Praise the Lord forever. Amen. What is all of this? Oh, it's showing us where we are. "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I'll come and heal him. Centurion answered and said, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. If you'll just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, he goeth. To another, come, he cometh. To my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Now this man has a military, he is a military man. And he knows the chain of command. He knows that if his superiors tell him to do anything, that he does it. And he knows that if he tells his subordinates to do anything, they do it. It's just that simple. So he says to Jesus, well, you don't have to come. All I want you to do is just speak the word. I just want to hear you say it. And that's all I need. See, this is submission to command. This is a good position here. If we will be submissive to command. Ah, yes. You know, Jesus said, go into all the world, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, so, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. You know, it's Matthew 28, and, you know, we used to think this one was only for water baptism. Hallelujah. I was reading it one day, and I said, he said, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And I just thought, my God, what a command this is. I just went back through the book of Matthew and seen all the commands he made in that one book. And I thought, boy, you could spend two or three lifetimes right here, you know, if you teach them to observe everything that he commanded. Did you ever look at that? Boy, and think of all the commandments that he gave there. Anyone who's, well, you know, what was it Israel said to Moses when God spoke to him from the mountain and they backed away? They couldn't stand the presence of God. And they said to Moses, you go up and hear what he has to say, and then you tell us, and we'll do it. Moses went up and heard them, and he told them, but they didn't do it, did they? they just wouldn't do it. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, I don't think that things probably haven't changed as much as we might like to think that they have. We still are reluctant to obey God after all the goodness that he's led us into. Yeah, know that God, he only giveth wondrous things. The psalmist said, he will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. Hallelujah. He indeed he won't. He won't withhold anything from those that will walk upright before Him. He's looking for our submission to come to that place where we will submit unconditionally to all the movings and commandments of God. All right, we'll move on to the next one. I'll just close with this one. All right, number four is submission just to a request or a subjection. Suggestion. This submission is so complete in our lives now that we respond to a mere suggestion. The scripture, one of the scriptures that I like to use for it is in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 15 and 16. And the story is here that David is fleeing in the wilderness. He's cut off from Jerusalem and he is homesick. And under the cover of darkness, he is confiding to one of his close associates that I believe, what does he say there? That his, he is requesting or wishing that he had a drink from the well in Jerusalem, isn't he? In the 23rd chapter of 2 Samuel, verse 15. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." He was, oh boy, I know it. I think I know just about how homesick he was here. Amen. He's out there on the battlefield, cut off from any source of supply or anything. And he's just making a remark that that he would, how grateful he'd be, how he wished that he had a drink from this well. And in the 16th verse, three of his mighty men, they just overheard him making this request. It was not a command that they should do it, but they're ready to submit to just a suggestion. It goes like this: "Lord, you don't have to knock my head off. You don't have to holler at me. All I want to do is feel the pulse beat of your heart. Hallelujah. Just whisper the desire of your heart to me. All I want is a suggestion. Just give me a hint at which way you want me to go." That's the thought behind this. These three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines. Actually broke through, like in a night patrol, went to Bethlehem and drew some water out of the well and returned to the outpost, command post where David was, and gave David the water. And David, the big heart that he had, he poured the water out as an offering unto God. But you see the thought here, the lesson is, that they were ready to submit to just a suggestion. All they wanted to hear was just the desire of David's heart. David, whom Jesus was the son of David, Matthew tells us. And all tonight, if we come to the place that all we want to hear is just the desire of the greater David's heart to send us into obedience that was so dangerous for these men that they put their lives right on the line. The chances that they could be successful in this venture the odds were bad against them. But they had heard the suggestion, the breathing of the desire of David's heart, and nothing could keep them from trying to fulfill it. Lord, I pray tonight that this would be the heart that you would give us, that if we could hear just the desire of the greater David's heart, that it would put us on a mission that none could deter. Hallelujah. Father, that is my hope for this whole congregation tonight. For all that are under the sound of our voice. For all that may hear this tape all over the world or wherever it may go. It is my prayer tonight, Lord, that you bring us to this place of submission where all that we need is just to hear you breathe the desire of your heart for the greater David, and we would hazard our lives to fulfill that desire. Is not this a state that the Apostle Paul reached, hallelujah, that he hazarded his life for the gospel of Christ? All he needed to hear, all he needed was just a suggestion. Hallelujah. Amen. This level will prepare us to be like little Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. When the Lord said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, here am I. He thought it was Eli speaking to him, didn't he? And he goes to Eli, the old priest. That's so old, he's practically blind and almost beyond going. And he said, what did you want, sir? Eli said, go back to bed, I didn't call you. So he went back and laid himself down, and the Bible said that he heard Samuel, Samuel. And he goes to Eli again, said, what do you want? He said, I didn't call you, son. Go lay down. And the third time, he went back to Eli. And Eli said, if you hear it again, say, here I am, I, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. If you hear it again, I'll tell you, this old priest had gone a long ways. He had tolerated a lot of things that he didn't sanction. Hallelujah. You know, just because sometimes we'll tolerate things don't mean that we sanction them, does it? Hallelujah. Amen. I like to make a distinction between the things that I tolerate and the things that I sanction. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Eli had tolerated a lot of things, but he set the record straight that he didn't sanction it, didn't he? And he says, he knew that the Lord was speaking to this young boy. And he said, when he speaks again, you say, here am I. So Samuel went back and lay down, and the Lord said, Samuel, Samuel. He said, speak, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm listening. Here I am, Lord. Speak. And the Lord spoke to him and said, the thing that I'm about to say to you, I will cause all the ears of Israel to tingle. Hallelujah. And the Lord told him of things that were... He told him of a transition that was coming, didn't he? And Eli called him after the Lord had spoken to him and said, tell me everything that he said now. Don't miss nothing. You know what the Bible says about Samuel? That God didn't allow any of his words to fall to the ground. That is, God fulfilled all of the projections that Samuel made. Hallelujah. He was a great prophet, a great priest of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Here, this, if we reach this level of submission, this is what will happen to us. Hallelujah. We'll say, here am I, here am I. All we want to do is just to hear a suggestion. You know, we do this a lot in natural, first the natural and then the spiritual. You know, sometimes you just make a suggestion to somebody, just kindly a left-handed request, really. But it's just a suggestion, and we move by suggestion a lot when dealing with each other, don't we? And we learn to do that. Now when we do this with God, that's what we have to do, is come to this position. All right? All right, we said then that this was progressive. First, we moved on the level of defeat. We could only submit if we were in defeat. Then we come to a half-hearted, or where we submit all right, but it is with reluctance. Then we come to the place that we submit to command. Well, each one of the greater engulfs the lesser. When you get to unconditional surrender, you'll be moving in all of these. You'll find yourself doing this over and over. Anybody found yourself tonight in any of these? Did you see yourself? Yeah, it kind of speaks to you, don't it? Deep calls to deep. We're going on for God. We're going to reign in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I believe that right now in readiness, there's 144,000 people just ready to walk into life. Hallelujah. And then that's only the first fruits, and there's a great harvest. And this will be the boost that we need. Hallelujah. This will be the boost we need to come into the harvest. Hallelujah. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and we will reign with Him. Hallelujah. The devil will be bound for 1,000 years. Somebody said, oh, what a great day that will be. It will indeed. Somebody said, well, our troubles will be over. No, well, he'll be bound for 1,000 years. But what we're going to do then? We're going to eradicate his influence until we walk into a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. That's my hope. There it is. I've said it. Hallelujah. I expect to rule as much as I can right now with Him. And I expect that ruling and reigning will be increased. Oh, hallelujah. I expect to walk right into life. Be translated, manifested. That the whole creation is crying for. Become deliverers. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. That's what I am expecting. Hallelujah. And then we will write, and that we will eradicate the influence of the devil for the next 1,000 years until we come, and at the end of that 1,000 years he will be loosed for a season. You familiar with these scriptures? He'll go out to deceive the nations, but the ministry of the blessed sons will put him down. This will be the finale of his exploits. Then he will be put down forever. And then the last enemy will be destroyed, which is death. And a new heaven and a new earth will be presented, wherein will dwell righteousness. The Apostle Peter said, wherein dwelleth righteousness, but I'm going to make that a little bit more expressive and say, wherein will dwell only righteousness. There will be no stain of sin in that new heaven and new earth. There will be no sign that Satan never existed. Come into that new heaven and new earth. And we will reign with Him. How long? Of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end. We will reign with Him forever and ever and ever. Worlds without end. Ages upon ages. Hallelujah. And He will receive glory through His church. He will receive glory through that the church has produced. Worlds without end. We're producing something. Sometimes it doesn't look like it, but that doesn't discourage me, because Jesus said the kingdom of God cometh not by observation, but it is in you. And the Lord spoke to me personally just not long ago and told me not to tabulate our progress anymore. Don't tabulate it anymore, He said. It's by faith. It cometh not by observation. Quit trying to tabulate it. I kept trying to, see the church. I think, well, Lord, the church is in worse shape now than it was 15 years ago. He said, quit trying to tabulate it. It don't come by observation. Hallelujah. It is within you. Oh, praise God forever. Hallelujah. So I quit trying to tabulate it. I just believe that we're near the transition stage. We have to be. And of course I could, but I won't go into all of the prophetic projections that are being projected by the seer prophets through the land. I began one projection on May the 2nd of this year, and other seer prophets have prophesied almost the same thing that I did. Some of them had heard my prophecy before they prophesied, but that's neither here nor there. The prophecy is a prophecy, and but I'm just saying, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. Let it be established. If our projections are right, we're right on the brink of something. Well, and then I heard the Spirit say we'd be foolish to expect that things will continue as they are. They simply will not continue to cycle and recycle. For the Lord is doing a new thing in the earth today. Yeah. And the Lord is bringing to maturity His first fruits, saith the Lord. Yeah, and if thou would desire to be in the first fruits of the Lord, yeah, you must dedicate your lives without reservation, saith the Lord. Yeah, you must submit yourself without reservation unto God, unto all the laws, commands, and suggestions of God. Thou must now submit, saith the Lord. Yea, you must seek out even a position to be submissive from, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall place thee as I will, according to my timetable, saith God. Yea, know that if you will seek me with a whole heart, I will be found of thee when thou dost seek me diligently, saith the Lord. Yea, if thou dost continue to search in my word, yea, for the ways and will of your God, I shall surely make known unto thee many things that thou dost not at this point know. For I have many things to say unto you, yea, but I cannot say them now, yea, for you cannot receive them at this point. But I shall bring you line upon line to the place that you can receive, and then shall I speak to thee. Yea, I shall speak profoundly to you, and you will know, yea, that you have been chosen to be in the first fruits company, as the Lord doth speak unto thee, saith the Lord. Yea, be not, let not your heart be filled with doubt. Yea, let the Spirit of the Almighty, even this moment, even now, captivate your mind. Yea, let Him captivate your spirit, saith the Lord, thou God. I shall speak to thee deep truth, and great things shall I make known unto thee. Even in the wee hours of the morning, I shall speak to thee when your head is upon your pillow. Yea, and thou lieth upon your bed, shall the Lord of glory speak unto thee, and shall make thee to know that thou hast heard truth, yea, that truth has been unfolded. Yea, and it is a sound, it is one sounding the alert. Yea, I am not trying to alarm you, saith the Lord. I am attempting to alert you. I am attempting to get your attention, saith the Lord, thou God, and to let you know, yea, that you are close. Yea, that you are the people upon whom the ends of the age has come. Yea, therefore greater responsibility lieth upon thee than lay upon the generation that preceded thee, saith the Lord, thou God. It is not that you are greater except that as I make you greater. It is because that you are the generation upon whom the ends of this age shall come, and has come, and has fallen, saith the Lord, thou God. Therefore, a necessity to fulfill the plan of God, you must move in exploits, and you must become a great people, yea, but that will be me making you, saith the Lord, thou God. I shall make you what you shall be. I shall deal with your spirit and with your heart, yea, and I shall explain it step upon step, line upon line again, saith the Lord, thou God. And thou shalt walk in a light that thou hast not known. Yea, for I shall continue to separate the light from darkness. It shall continue to get darker out there, but it will get lighter in here, saith the Lord. Yea, and you shall know that you are called of me, yea, and the choosing is mine and not yours, saith the Lord. Yea, therefore you may begin to rejoice in your spirit, knowing that you are called of me. Yea, and that he who hath begun a good work in you is able to perform it against the day, against that day, and against all days, saith the Lord, thou God. Submit yourself to me, and I will do the inner work in your spirit, saith the Lord. Yea, for an inward work is even now taking place within thee, saith the Lord, thou God. Even now I have claimed and got your attention. Even now deep is calling unto deep. Yea, and even now enlargement is coming to many vessels under the sound of the voice of the prophet, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and even now thou hast heard this night, yea, as thou hast not heard before. Why is this, thou might ask? It is because that God has ordained, yea, and deep has called unto deep. Yea, and perhaps you've heard the same words vocal many times over, but never has it called so deeply into your spirit, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for it is time, and it is high time, yea, that thou should surrender all, even to me, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for thou shalt not be privileged to continue as you have continued in the past. Yea, for the system as you know it now, yea, many changes shall take place in a short time, saith the Lord thou God. Therefore, as often as you can, you will assemble yourselves together and learn of me. As often as you can, you will come fellowship one with another. Yea, and thou shalt appear again and again until that blessed day, yea, that the Lord shall change the order. Yea, and do not be one of those that would want to cling to the order in your spirit, for the Lord thou God, if he takes anything from you, will give you something much better, saith the Lord. Yea, and you shall be pleased to follow me, for I shall lead thee with distinction, saith the Lord thou God, and you shall know my voice, and the voice of a stranger you will not follow. Yea, for I have spoken, and who is he that can gainsay? I have chosen thee, and who is he that can pluck thee out of my hand, saith the Lord thou God. I have begun a progression in thee, and who is he that can hinder? Yea, I, the Lord thou God, I shall surely do all that I have stated, saith the Lord. Know that my eyes are not dim, that I cannot see to the furthest crevices of my universe. My arm is not shortened, I can reach. Yea, I'll reach you in your plight wherever you are, saith the Lord thou God. My ear has not grown dull, that I cannot hear even the faintest cry in the darkest crevices of this universe. Cry unto me, yea, and I'll show ye, saith the Lord. You will see that I will hear, yea, and I will come unto thee, yea, and I will deliver thee. Yea, and I will honor thee as thou dost call upon my name, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me? Praise the lovely Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I invoke the choicest blessings from heaven for this people tonight. Hallelujah. May you bless this people with the very choicest blessings from the portals of heaven. Great God, my Lord, just shower this people with blessings, Lord. You have already blessed them with your word. Bless us with the word of the song and the music and fellowship and the word of ministry, tongues, interpretation, and the gifts of the Spirit, Lord. You've made yourself real to us tonight, Lord. I invoke choice blessings for this people that have been so attentive to our words tonight. Hallelujah. I invoke continued blessings upon Brother Glenn and Irma and the staff here and all that makes up the family here at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, O Lord. I invoke the healing virtue of Jesus to continue to minister in Brother Glenn's physical body, Lord. And as is his hope, that that this affliction will not return again. Hallelujah, in Jesus' great name. My Lord, and now to every request that was made here tonight, to every request, give a thought pattern request. I'm going to invoke the Lord in behalf of your request. Now, Heavenly Father, I invoke Thee, O Lord, my Lord, to answer every prayer, every request that has gone by thought pattern here tonight, Lord. There are those that are thinking of a name in another state. Yea, in other states, you're thinking of a name. Say that name. You don't have to vocal it. Just say it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Now I am invoking blessings and accomplishments for those names that are being focused now by thought pattern. Great God, my Lord, in Jesus' great name, in Jesus' great name, Lord, distance is nothing to you, Lord. You knew every need before we could say it, Lord. Nothing can be too hard for you. Grant it, Lord Jesus, now. And this is a great people that you have privileged us to speak to tonight, Lord. I pray that you'd seal every word to their hearts and spirits. That is, every word that's profitable to the kingdom. If I have said anything that would be unprofitable, that is just folly, I pray that you'd cause us to forget it before we can get out of the tabernacle. But if it be profitable to the kingdom, may it be retained in our spirit forever, forever and forever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Glenn. Bless you real good. Praise the Lord.
There's nothing that I could add to that, except that I believe that this weekend is a historic time in every one of our lives. That the word of the Lord that's coming through each ministry is a solemn ministry of the hour. And we need to be serious as we retain and run back through our minds that which we have heard and are hearing this weekend. That God is God and He is sovereign. And we need to learn how to follow after the cloud and not be rebellious against it, but follow it willingly, because I want to be part of that time of the kingdom. I want to be part of that. And I hope and pray that everyone that is present here tonight or that shall ever hear these tapes will consider and follow after the word of the Lord. Father, I thank you for this word that's come forth. Seal it to our hearts and our minds. Help us, Lord, to have a determination to serve you willingly with all that's within us. Take away the reluctance. Take away all the other areas, Lord. Help us to be willing, to be willing, to be willing. Father, I invoke your richest blessings upon your people tonight. May we have a night of rest. May we arise tomorrow to praise and worship you together again. That you may be glorified in our midst, that we may be a glory unto thy name. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.
For tape 3, the conclusion to this message of 7 Levels of Submission by Jack Harris, please play Saturday morning service, 86 LH 115. Thank you.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.